Tonight they're setting the woods on fire. You're my gal and I'm your feller. Dress up in your frock of yeller. I look swell, but you look sweller. Setting the woods on fire. We're taking all the honky-tonks. Tonight we're having fun. We'll show the folks a brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be Daffy and I'll be Dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire.
cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues.
Hey, this is Earl Brown.
And Jay Jewell.
And Janie Bryant.
And we're all part of HBO's Deadwood. That's what we're doing here in the station today.
That's right.
That's teamwork. See how that teamwork went? That
yes.
Flow right there, one mic to the next to the other.
We are a fabulous team.
Mm-hmm. And we take this moment to self-promote ourselves shamelessly. That segment started with the Sacred Cowboys. That's my band. Y'all have come out and heard us play. You played with us. Jerry did stand-up one night when we did a show.
I did. That was so trippy.
Yeah, that's right. We've been doing for the last year when Deadwood was in production. We called it the Deadwood Quilting Bee at the Knitting Factory with John Hawks' band, King Straggler, my band, yep. Sacred Cowboys. And then it's open to any number of the cast members of our show to come on. And it was a treat. We had Hawkeye singing, telling stories. We had Jimmy Beaver.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was the episode before the show that before the one you did. And also, you know, not just tooting our own horns, when Hawks and I were first talking about doing this radio show, we said we wanted to take a segment and promote and play the music of unsigned artists of whom we are fans of, folks that we think should be signed and should be played on the radio. So I got my friend Tanya Watts. She moved to Nashville, oh gosh, November I think it was, and there's quite a bit of buzz. So when you hear this song, I played a song of hers last year on one of her first demos, and now she's made some more, and she's in the process of making a record. And this is a song called Alabama Crimson by Tanya Watts.
Drive. Well, I love my southern English, and I'm proud Billy's loving in the hay.
Tractor's parked out in the yard. I say you and me take it down to the barn. Pull it inside and climb to the top. Spread out a blanket in a favorite spot. Pitch that pitchfork out the way. Hillbillies love it in the hay. Grab that bottle of strawberry wine. Plate full of chicken and some of that pie. We could be there all night long. Oh, you know how we get when we get it on. Up in the loft down yonder way.
What do you say?
Hillbillies love it in the hay. Like it like that. Sun's coming up and the rooster crows. Hound dog chewing on the chicken bone.
Chicken bone.
You and me just a having a bowl. It's a good thing that old mule can't talk.
Oh goodness.
Ain't no telling what he might say. Love it in the on. Hey, let me down on a bed of gold. Roll me around till the cows come home. Drive me wild in the soft, sweet grass. Like it like that. Yeah, they do. Like it like that.
Bye. life. I know it's really hard to tell, don't know how I survived. But I can't say that I'm doing great, but I think I'm doing well. That devil's gonna have to wait, 'cause I just got back from hell. Well, I just got back from hell, and I guess to tell the truth, well, I've been mad at everyone, including God and you. When you can't find no one to blame, you just blame yourself, and I know I'll never be the same. I just got back from hell. Forgive me if I had any part, if I ever broke your heart in two. And forgive me for what I didn't know, for what I didn't say or do. And God, forgive me as well, 'cause I just got back from hell. Well, I just got back from hell, and I need to make some plans. It's the last thing that I want to do, but I'll do the best I can. I'm gonna learn to live again, but I think I'll set a spell. Tell the world that I'm alive and I just got back from hell. I can't say that I'm doing great, but I think I'm getting well. Gonna let the world know I'm alive, and I just got back from hell. And I just got back from hell. And I just got back from hell. Got back from
Earl Brown. We're on Sirius Satellite Radio and we're in Outlaw Country. That block of music started off with a friend of mine who at this point is unsigned. Looks like she's going to be on a major label and have a record out. But it started out with Tanya Watts. And then I purposefully segued into what some elitists say are artists that shouldn't be played on Outlaw Country because they're played on mainstream country. I say any kind of affectation is bad because there's genuine music that's made and played from all sorts of artists, unsigned artists, people that are sitting on your sidewalk. I saw Ted Hawkins once in Santa Monica, and that is one of the most incredible things I've ever heard, of hearing that man sitting on a milk crate playing three songs. But the last song was played by Gary Allen, who I admit to being a cynic sometimes myself. I wrote him off as just, one of the good-looking hat acts. And then Rolling Stone gave his last record a great review. So I thought, one of those shopping excursions where I went and bought a dozen albums and I picked it up. And it's an incredible record that's about something very genuine. And so that having been said, you can find good art on corporate labels. You can find good art on corporate networks.
You can find good art in bath and stalls.
I guess you're frequenting different stalls than me. I'll look for the ones with your number, then I'll know you've been there. Kind of like Kilroy.
And we'll know you've liked it. The artwork, I mean.
Well, yeah, we got Jerry Jewell and Janie Bryant in the studio today. Thank you so much. We're winding down in the last hour of this show. Thanks for stopping by and helping me out. I appreciate it.
Thanks, y'all, for having me so much.
Yes, and it's wonderful to see you again.
You too.
Well, let's. We're all friends. I want to play a song by another friend of mine. You've probably heard of this one. His name's Rodney Crowell. But this is a song called Wondering Boy.
Your soul beside the fire till it's time to go again. Take me back one more time where the railroad tracks meet the Kudzu-Vai. Wondering boy. Blood that's flowing through you flows through me. When I look in any mirror, it's your face that I see. And you're my only brother, I'm your twin. And you've come home to rest a while and shed your dying skin. Ease your mind. Wondering boy, we're two Houston kids, sailing mason jar lids, with our pop bottles hid by the bio. Like a net, all those California gay boys deserve just what they get. Little did I know there would come a day when my words would come back screaming like a debt I have to pay. Wondering boy.
nobody's fault but mine.
Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Yeah, if I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
Well, now I got a Bible I can read.
If I fail to read it and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
Well, my mother, she taught me how to pray.
Mother, she taught me how to pray. If I fail to pray and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
Well, now I got a song I can sing.
I got a song I can sing. If I fail to sing it and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
Well, it's
nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Well, if I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine.
Truth is, my questions is answered 90%. And as for the rest, let me get good and fucking loaded and let the devil take the hindmost.
Leave the key in the old front door lock. They will find it likely as not. But all the things that we have forgot. Oh, my lady, now don't you cry. Love's a gift that's truly handmade. We got something to believe in. Now don't you think it's time we're leaving?
Like when you're making conversation and you're trying not to scream, and you're trying not to tell them that you don't care what they mean, and you're really feeling fragile and you really can't get home, and you really feel abandoned but you want to be alone. It's old friends after all. Is empty and the light begins to fade, and there's nothing to protect you except a window shade, and it's hard to put your finger on the thing that scares you most, and you can't tell the difference between an angel and a ghost. Old friends, they shine like diamonds. Old friends, call. Old friend, Lord, you can't bound. You know it's old friends after all. Yes, it's old friends that shine like diamonds. Old friends, you can always call. Old friends, Lord, you can't. You know it's old friends after all.
Hey, that was Guy Clark and Old Friends. Speaking of old friends, I know you got to meet one in about 10 minutes.
Yes, I do.
So I hope the restaurant's near here.
It is.
Well, thanks for coming by, Janie.
Thanks for having me.
Janie Bryant, right there, is the Emmy Award-winning Janie Bryant. And right next to me is Jerry Jewell. Say goodbye, Jerry. We got to let her go.
Bye, Janie. Y'all.
Go on. Be careful now.
Bye. Y'all are my darlings.
All right, so we got a couple more blocks of music to play for y'all folks. Last one started with Rodney Crowell and ended with Guy Clark. So let's switch gears. How about let's find a rockin' band that has a little country edge to them. Here's one most folks don't know, but this band did record a country song called Hot Dog. This is a little band from England called Led Zeppelin.
Box daddy never sleeps. feel listening to gospel music on the colored radio station. And the preacher said, you know, you always have the Lord by your side. And I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Girl, and I was kind of late, and I thought by the time I got there, she'd be off with the nearest truck driver she could find. Much to my surprise, there she was sitting in the corner, a little bleary, worse for wear and tear, was a girl.
This is Jerry Jewell, and you are listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country.
Yeah, and that last block of music just went to show that everybody's got a little country in them. Everybody. I was teasing Janie earlier about her country club upbringing, her debutante ball upbringing. I said, yeah, but you're still from Cleveland, Tennessee. And that block proved it. We had country music from Led Zeppelin. We had country music from The Who. And we had country music from the Rolling Stones. So, you know what? What would be an appropriate way to close out, to play our last song, is to take an act that's really, they're pretty high on the hog at the moment and top of the charts. They kind of mix up hip-hop and rock and roll and country. The stuff I like they do is the real strip-to-the-bones country music. This is a deep album cut from the first album of Big and Rich. It applies directly. It's called Deadwood Mountain. And after that, this show's over. And I'll see y'all next week When I think Sean Bridgers, we got Johnny Burns coming in. We'll have Saul Starr back with us next week.
Cool.
Jerry, thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
Try to come back toward the end. We're going to do a wrap-up in 12, so hopefully we'll see you then.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Thanks, folks. Make sure you watch HBO. You watch Deadwood. Make sure you listen to the Sacred Cowboys and you listen to King Straggler. You can find both of us at sacredcowboys.com and kingstraggler.com. If you're ever in L.A., we're playing here live all the time, so hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah, I let it all ride. Never been afraid of losing. There've been times I lost it all, but it won't really matter someday when I'm gone. You can bury me on Deadwood Mountain by my brother Wild Bill, sister Calamity Jane. No flowers, just a six-gun smoking. Put me 8 feet down when you bury me. Put me 8 feet down when you bury me. Just know you're bound to find that mother load. You'll spend your last heartbeat chasing after rainbows. No, there's no place you won't go to win one more time. You can bury me on Deadwood Mountain by my brother Wild. Calamity Jane, don't bring me no flowers, just a six-gun smoking. Put me 8 feet down when you bury me. Put me 8 feet down when you bury me. On Deadwood Mountain by my brother Wild Bill and sister Calamity Jane. Don't bring me no flowers, just a six-gun smoking.